opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. Today is June 8th, 2013, and we are streaming worldwide. It's KCNR1460.com, and that's the web address. Or you can call in at 530-605-4567. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob, our producer, Bob Martin, all-around great guy, and I don't even know what to say about him. He's just he's the greatest guy we got here as far as producing.
Well, thank you, Mark. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. And we also have our guest in the studio with us, Leah Tate, and she is a clinical psychologist. She doesn't have to talk yet because we gotta put earphones on her and we'll have her in the conversation here in a few minutes.
And shortly.
So, let's see, have we got any announcements? I know I have an announcement on, this is from the United States Forest Service to discuss the road closures. This is, from Sylvia Milligan, and, Shasta Trinity National Forest is having a meeting on Tuesday, June 11th at 1:30, and that's going to be at the VFW Hall between the railroad tracks and the old post office. And I got question marks for what's the address on the street. So.
Oh, I should know that. It's on Yuba Street. Give me a minute. Let me think of it. Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a meeting there, and this is going to be about the road closures what's the minimal roads needed to run the Forest Service, and you know what access is allowed for favorite locations, fires, health, and safety and welfare. So there we have it, and that's at the VW Hall on June 11th at 1:30.
And the address is 1605 Yuba Street.
There you go. There you have it, and you heard it here first. So. Let's see. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Destiny Fellowship. And you got some veterans events?
Yes, I do. Actually, today is the second annual Spaghetti Feed and Fundraiser. Team Monkey Wrench is putting this on. It's down at the VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street. The proceeds are going to go to Wounded Warrior and Homeward Bound Project. It's $10 each, and Kathy and Millie from Classic Cafe is doing the catering, so come down and show your support for that one. Also coming this month at the end, June 29th through the 9th, is Camp for Life. Missing in America Project puts this on every year. He helps, if you don't know Fred Salanti, he does a lot of great stuff in this community.
Yeah, Fred's a great guy.
But they have 19 families out there that they're helping out this year. The kids are terminally ill. And so they do a camp out at Whiskey Town. And so if you want to come out and volunteer and take the kids fishing or help serve food or anything, you can give Fred a call at 226-9900. It's a great cause out there. Come out, show your support for the family and Fred.
Very good. Our first quote, or our only quote, maybe the first quote. We got quotes at the end. this is from a person who gave me this quote the other day, and this is from Thomas Jefferson. And I've never heard this quote before. I thank you for giving it to me. You know who you are. And it goes on to say, in matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. And that's Thomas Jefferson. Don't forget to watch We the People Radio, 8 to 10 a.m. in the morning. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following the Constitution. Yeah, I know. That's a novel idea, and maybe we need to pay attention to that. So let's
see. Just a little bit.
Yeah. So let's see. We got headlines. Man, I'll tell you, there's so much going on in the headlines this week. It's absolutely ridiculous. How do you keep up with it all? You know, we had our, you know, here's a title, Red Flag. This comes from redflagnews.com. Liar in chief. Congress denies Obama claim. Every member was briefed on the surveillance. So yesterday I was listening to the news, or the morning, Mr. Obama had a news conference down there in San Jose, and he said that on all this phone records and all this tapping and all this stuff, that all of the congressmen, were informed, and the senators, I guess, and so forth. But I guess he didn't tell them that he was going to say that, because they're all coming back saying, hey, we didn't know anything about this stuff.
I wasn't there.
So, I mean, how does that work? So somebody's lying, and boy, I'll tell you, it seems like it's getting worse and worse up there. So there's a couple more things. We've got the DOJ and the FBI raid a news media office after releasing alarming story on President Obama. We've got, okay, here we go. Okay, we got the cold case posse investigator, lead investigator Mike Zuller revealed for the first time that it has been confirmed that a 40-page report by Reed Hayes, a certified documents examiner from Hawaii, the birth certificate posted to the White House website clearly shows it was forged using cut and paste methods in several layers. So that's not going to go away anytime soon. That, you know, so now we've got a certified document examiner in Hawaii saying there's a problem here. So maybe there's a problem here, and the news media need to step up to the plate and start doing some investigative reporting. But I guess if you do that, then the FBI and the DOJ shows up at your office and takes all your stuff. You think there's maybe a problem here? There's some real issues going on here. I've also got a report from the Canadian Free Press from a DHS Department of Homeland Security insider, and the title of this, this is CanadianFreePress.com, and the title is DHS Insider, It's About to Get Very Ugly. So we're talking about, this guy has a meeting with, his contact that's in the DHS, and you know, he's basically saying that there's some real big problems to our national security threat that's going on, and I'll read a little bit of it here. Based on what I've seen, most of what I should have and most of what I should have not have seen, evidently this guy was seeing stuff he wasn't supposed to. The DHS is coordinating an effort with other federal agencies to begin to threaten American citizens with incarceration for noncompliance. You know, the old talk about color-coded list. Well, this is what they will be using. People exposing the truth on Benghazi, the killing of the dollar, and those questioning Obama legal status and eligibility to be president are the current targets. And they've had a 5 years, long years to get to this point. So the ugly truth that these policies and practices did not start under Obama, but long before. So this has been going on for a long time. This is about killing our constitutional republic, the murder of our country, and the stripping of our rights. While many have been preoccupied with one issue, few have seen the bigger issue. This is the big game. This is the end game. This is for all the marbles. And that's, you can go to the Canadian Free Press and read that article. It's pretty interesting and pretty damning. Let's see. What else have we got on the schedule? I'll tell you, there's just too much to keep up with here.
It just doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. I got, you know, I'll just read some of the headlines here. This is from G. Edward Griffin. He has a website called Unfiltered News in the Reality Zone. And so you can go there. It's at www.realityzone.com. And I'll tell you, anymore, you can't get anything from mainstream media. Anybody who's watching and listening to mainstream media out there, Fox is about the only one that even halfway reports. And then I wouldn't trust them either at this point, because they, you know, a half truth is not all full truth either. So we've got Obama says that the social cost of carbon emissions has increased from $21 to $35 per metric ton. Jeez. Obama will visit California and launch a new promotion in healthcare. We saw a little bit of that yesterday. Obama's snooping scandal has expanded exponentially as it was revealed that the internet companies have allowed the NSA to mine all of their customer data since 2007. Are you guys kind of sort of getting the theme here? Here's another one. Obama administration has grossly underreported civilian death caused by drone strikes. Let's see. The U.S. NSA collected phone records for millions of Verizon customers daily. British police are monitoring comments on social media pages such as Facebook and are arresting those who make politically incorrect statements. I mean, good grief. I mean, and none of this seems to make the mainstream news. Isn't that interesting? Here's an interesting one. A computer virus that can drain your bank account is being spread on Facebook. So.
Nice.
Yeah, that might be something to pay attention to.
There's just a whole lot of it to pay attention to, folks.
It's true. A Kansas wheat farmer is suing Monsanto, accusing the company of gross negligence for not containing experimental, genetically modified wheat that was discovered growing in an Oregon field.
What is it? China won't even buy corn or anything from the United States because of the genetically modified corn and wheat and everything.
Yeah, it just goes on and on and on here. I'll tell you, you can't make all this stuff up. Connecticut has passed a law to require labeling of GMO foods. We've got the USDA, the watchdog group reported that the IRS spent $50 million on 220 conferences from 2010 to 2012. That was pretty big news this week. Let's see. Well, I think we could probably go to a break here and then come back. I got a couple more headlines, but
can we take a quick question from Terry?
Sure. Are you there, Terry?
Good morning. I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
The fun never stops.
I just have a quick comment about Fox News. You know, I know that they may not be the most truthful, but, you know, there is some things on there that have been pretty good, especially uncovering the IRS issue and some of these other issues. We do actually get to see, without bias too much, you know, some of these hearings. And a lot of people get their information from Fox News, and I may not have the same take in that I think that there is some value you can take, but it's kind of like going to Safeway. When you go to Safeway, you just buy what you need. And so pretty much you have to use discernment. But honestly, you have to use that on the Internet, too. I mean, I get emails from 1,000 different websites. And, Mark, as you've always said, you always have to verify the stuff that you see on the Internet. So I think that it's a good value to kind of keep your nose in all of it, actually.
I agree totally, Terry. I wasn't trying to say that don't watch Fox News. I mean, at this point in time, I don't think you can watch any other news on the TV at this point because the other ones just completely black stuff out. But I agree with you on that. I'm not saying Fox News is bad. They're the only ones that are reporting a lot of this stuff that the other ones won't touch at all. And what I'm saying, though, is whether it's the Internet or Fox News or whatever it is, your point is well taken. You have to do your own homework and dig deeper into any of these stories to make sure that you're not getting filtered news across the board. It's all filtered, it seems like to me, you know, whether it's the Internet or Fox News or, you know, MSNBC, it's not filtered. It's completely shut off. So, yeah, your point is well taken. You know, I wasn't trying to slam Fox News as much as I was trying to give everybody the warning that you can't just take everything at face value no matter where your sources are coming from.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And I know when you look up stuff, I mean, you're like the 007 of looking up stuff. You've been fabulous. And, you know, it's been really great. And I know that you've always talked about that, how you watch something and then you have to verify it. But yeah, and you're right. That's such a great point. You really do have to go back and make sure you're getting the absolute truth on that. And I want to thank you guys for your program because you've been great. The stuff you bring to us, Mark and Linda, is always verified. It's always something you can sink your teeth into. And I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Terry.
Right,
we appreciate
Terry.
That.
Have a great day.
The only thing about the Internet that I'll add to that is that you can go to source documents on the Internet typically and look at the source documents. And that's why I always lean on the Internet so heavily.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, all right. With that, we better go to our first break here.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy King.
Monkey Tut.
Buried with a donkey.
Monkey Tut. some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Exciting Reading Colt 45's action comes to KCNR 1460 this weekend as we bring you Saturday Night Baseball. Tune in at 7 p.m. here on KCNR 1460 and join yours truly, Nate Abarea, as the 45s take on Bay Area foes, the Walnut Creek Crawdads. We're proud to bring you Saturday Night Baseball all summer long here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Anytime or anywhere. Just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there? Hey, we're the monkeys.
I'm thinking the Department of Homeland Security here.
I couldn't gotta have a little bit of fun.
I couldn't resist that. You know, it was just too much there for me. Anyway,
well, that got our guest going. Dr. Leah Tate over here is having a good time now.
All right, very good. Like I say, it was in the middle of the night when I was putting the music together. Anyway, so we're back with our guest, Leah Tate, and she is a clinical psychologist, and we're going to be talking about veteran stuff now. And, you know, this is a serious subject, as well, so. You know, about, I'm not sure what all of the subject matter is going to be about, but I mean, we can jump around, but I know we were talking about the suicide rates have gone way up on the veterans and so forth. So with that, I'll introduce our guest, Leah. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. And thanks for having me, Mark and Linda.
Very good.
To start with, could you give us a little bit of background about yourself? And what
sure,
you do?
Absolutely. I actually was raised in the Reading area. Some of my family's here and I went to school here. I left for college. I went to UC Berkeley and received my master's and doctorate at the California School of Professional Psychology in Fresno. Left there, worked for Kaiser in the Bay Area for several years and returned to the North State with the VA in 2008, and I've been working with the VA ever since.
Okay, and explain to them, what do you do for the VA? I mean, a lot of people don't realize that you just don't sit in an office, and people come in, and here's your 45 minutes,
right.
and I'll see you, you know, next
right.
week.
Right. I'm an untraditional clinical psychologist. The VA hired people like me to do outreach in the community. So my team is actually called the Returning Veterans Mental Health Outreach, Education, and Care Program. We're focused on our veterans from our current conflicts in our Afghanistan. And our job is to make sure they get processed into the VA system so they receive benefits. The VA wants me out in the community doing seminars, lectures, going to the colleges, schools, any type of request, really, for information. It could be anything from discussing military culture to PTSD to suicide prevention, any topic to a veteran or veteran family.
So if somebody was to call you, you can actually go out into their home?
I can go out into a meeting place. I have done seminars at people's home where a group of, you know, 20 people have gathered for dinner and done presentations. So nothing has really been off limits for me. The VA has never said, don't do this type of presentation. So I try, especially in our community, I'm responsible for 5 counties, Trinity, Shasta, Tehama, Siskiyou, and Butte.
Wow. And you're the only one that handles all 5?
Yes. I'm the only psychologist that handles all 5. So I try and attend meetings. I try and have a presence at the colleges and universities. So where our returning veterans are, and right now, a lot of them are in school.
Wow. I bet you heard a lot of heartbreaking stories.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially family stories, you know, accessing services. People don't exactly know how to get to the VA or file compensation.
Yeah.
Paperwork.
That's in the, you know, I had a friend of mine, actually he's my ex-brother-in-law, I guess now they got divorced. But, you know, he went for, after he got out of Vietnam, he went to the VA and up in Siskiyou County, and they told him he wasn't eligible, for any benefits at all. This was 20 years ago. And then five, 6 years ago, he went back to the VA and they said, you were eligible the whole time.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, they gave him some back pay and, but still, I mean, it's like, really, you come back and, you know, who do you talk to?
Well, I always tell people, you know, if you come back, please bring in your DD-214, bring your paperwork into the clinic on Hartnell. You don't need an appointment, just walk in, and our business services staff will help you, walk you through it, tell you what you're eligible for, and we're open 8 to 4:30 every day.
Nice.
Yeah, also, while you're speaking of the clinic, they do have some other clinics coming available for the veterans, a Saturday clinic?
Yeah, I just got the information myself, so the clinic on Hartnell will be open on Saturdays beginning at the end of the month in July. This will be by appointment only for primary care and mental health, and then walk-in for lab and x-ray. So that's a new service. We're getting feedback that veterans would like the clinic open on Saturday, and we're responding.
Okay. Now, before we move along, I wanted to get your information out there. What is the best way for the veterans to get a hold of you if they're having issues or need to speak with somebody? Especially, we were talking about suicide prevention. We have a lot of soldiers coming back. Suicide rate is going, you know, out the roof. So if they need some help.
I think I'm a great person to have the number of, because I get calls from family members, mothers, fathers, fiancés. Any type of question you have about VA, I am a good person to speak with. I'm great on email, and my email is leah.tate@va.gov. And my phone number, which we'll be working on Monday, is 530-363-2630, and that is my cell phone number. We also have a great asset in our community. We've recently hired a suicide prevention coordinator, and this person, her name is Roxana Zalesny, and she's a licensed clinical.
Yeah, I talked to her the other day.
Yes, licensed clinical social worker, and she's also available, like me, to do outreach. So she has a lot of information. She's also responsible for helping the tracking of veterans in the clinic, in our service, that are having suicide problems so they do not slip, fall between cracks. And we don't
At
want
least
that.
We hope not.
Right. And yeah. I have her contact information. Do you want me to say it now?
Sure. Go ahead.
And her phone number is 530-247-7919.
Okay.
Yep.
That's great stuff. Do we have any idea how much, what the rate of suicide is for the soldiers coming back? I know here in the North State, the numbers have been on the rise. Do you happen to know what that is?
To be honest, I'd be kind of guessing. What we do know is that the numbers are there. We don't like them there, and we're trying to do everything to keep them as low as possible. We do get reports from different agencies about the rate, so it's not always a consistent number, depending on statistics.
Right.
You know, so I try not to rely on it too heavily.
Right.
You know, the question that just jumps into my mind is why? What's going on with these guys coming back? Is it a combination of, you know, do they got battle fatigue? You know, is it because they're coming back missing arms and legs? I mean, what do you think the big problem here is on the rise of this issue here?
I think the answer is yes.
All the above?
Absolutely. You know, is definitely a different type of war we're fighting versus Vietnam. Desert Storm is a little more similar to what we're fighting now. Battle fatigue, stress, financial stress, coming back and not fitting in, coming back and not accessing services, don't know how to access services, not feeling connected to your friends and family, drugs and alcohol issues. So yes.
All the above.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and I hear that. I mean, I was just thumbing through looking at some, news items as we're going here. And this has been a real pet peeve with me is that the amount of pay that we give our servicemen, you know, combat pay and the amount after, you know, in just regular duty is so minuscule, compared to some of the other, agencies or branches of the government. You know, I'm looking at this IRS scandal here and, you know, a new IRS scandal seems that the behemoth Obama administration is now setting some records for wasting taxpayers' dollars on ridiculous programs. They got now cultural diversity workshops that require federal employees to chant that our founding fathers were illegal aliens. This is coming from Judicial Watch. This is our attorneys. This is not some, you know, off the wall website. And when I hear that they're coming out and, you know, I'm not trying to connect the dots here as much as I'm saying, look at where the priorities are
exactly.
Some of our money spending issues here. It's just insane.
Well, it's so sad that they're coming out and they don't know where to go to get service necessarily. And then they get in the system if they do and their claims go in and, you know, the backlog we all know is tremendous and they get put on the back burner and, sometimes they just walk away. They get tired of waiting. I know of some cases here in Reading that it's been, you know, well over, you know, 10 years and they're still fighting to get their benefits and it becomes a shell game sometimes for them. They'll say that they're 80%
right.
disabled and they'll deny that claim and say, we'll give you 10. And then they have to reapply. Are you seeing a lot of that happening out in the field?
I absolutely have people coming up to me with questions regarding when will my claim be accepted? How long should I wait? I've seen it go as fast as 6 months. And like you said, I've seen it be years in length. I would say the average is probably 18 months to 2 years.
Wow.
To close a claim. They've hired more people. They say we're working on it faster. I always tell people, as in government, be patient.
Yeah. I also want to let, if there's veterans out there listening, there is some congressmen that now are really in the trenches to help them get their benefits and their claims processed. And I guess we have to go to a break.
Let's go to a break right now, and then we'll come back with that. Yeah.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby,
I have a little help from my friend.
All I need is my brother. Say I'm gonna get high.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week on We the People, it's a return visit from Kinana Nadir, who is continuing his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. It's been a year since our last visit, and Kinana will share with us live from London the latest on radical Islam's threat to Western civilization. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU.
Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire and Community Radio for the North State. Got that all in. Yeah, I just want to, before we get back to our guest here, Leah Tate, I wanted to tell you where I got that story from. This is from Judicial Watch. I get a weekly update from them. This is from the desk of the president, Tom Fitton. And, Larry Klayman will be on our show next week, and he works with them as well. And so I would just kind of, actually I was going through and I was doing, looking for a bio on Larry here to talk about if we needed to, let everybody know what his background was for next week. But, you know, and then I ran across this IRS story. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, this is fresh off the abuse from the Tea Party and so forth. And, but they spent, a division of the IRS spent in Anaheim, California, $4.1 million on a conference that included questionable expenses for keynote speakers, video productions. This is the Star Trek. Has everybody seen, you know, you can't even make this guy's name up. Ferris Fink plays Spock. They're spending all of this money on this stuff that's just absolutely off the charts ridiculous. You can go to this website and see the TIGDA report, which is the Treasury Inspector General. They're the basically Internal Affairs Division. They're in on this lawsuit. And as I was thumbing through this, they spent $50,000 on the Star Trek parody. And does that, you know, really?
And who's paying for this?
Yeah, we are. Instead of giving it to, getting money to veterans and that are coming out of the war, we're spending money on Star Trek parodies at the IRS. And we've got, 44,500 for two speakers, one of whom was paid to create paintings on stage of Michael Jordan and Albert Einstein.
Oh, my.
Really? This is the freaking IRS, okay? Also, and this is the note that we'll get back to our guest. this is the one that I was really griping about, okay? Among those, the charges was on this trip was a tab of $64,000 to buy gifts such as plastic squirting fish toys. to go in their their bags for the conference. Now, if that doesn't kind of tick you off a little bit, I don't know what would.
And we need these people because we need the IRS. Why?
Well, every IRS employee should have a squirting fish toy. We know that. I mean, what else would you do with the IRS?
Well, I could think of a lot of other things.
You know, I've done a lot of audits. It's my business. Okay. And this reminds me of, I went to an audit. This is 20 years ago. I went to this audit. I sit down and with this guy, and this guy has a Star Trek model on his cabinet there with the plans, the blueprints to the spaceship Enterprise. And I'm sitting in here and I sit down and I'm going to do an audit for a taxpayer.
And this is the IRS agent himself.
This is the IRS agent. And I'm looking at this going, I mean, I can't say it. I mean, you know, the.
Did you see him in the video?
You know, it's like, really? Okay, so, I can't, Captain, you know, it's like, I'm no more dilithium crystals. We're going to blow. You know, really? So anyway, I guess I've ranted enough. Let's get back to our guest.
Well,
later.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder what the heck's going on out there when we can't take care of our veterans coming back or veterans period. There's no money. There's no this. There's no that. And they're spending $64 million on Star Trek.
I got it. Let's just give them all little squirt fish toys.
Oh.
Yeah, for that. You know, really, these guys are coming back for the wars. You know, they got serious problems.
They gave everything for this country and for our freedom.
And we've got guys down at the IRS that think that they can spend this kind of money on this frivolous garbage. I got to watch myself here. I'm getting sort of mad as I go.
Yeah,
so.
We'll get the button.
Anyway.
Anyway, back to, we were talking about soldiers coming back, and I know that we've got quite a few that they're trying to bring back home. My understanding is, and I know this can be a very touchy subject for a lot of people, is sexual trauma or sexual abuse in the military. Some of the numbers I got that out of 816 claims that were coming in, that 107 of them had to do with military sexual abuse. Are you coming across that a lot in the field, or?
I've actually come across it, men and women.
Yes.
Veterans. I've actually had patients, both sexes, dealing with, sexual trauma while in the military. Every clinic has a go-to person within mental health to discuss these issues. VA does recognize it, and we do. It's a rising numbers issue. It's also, when you talk about what's been reported and what hasn't, that's
right.
The number that we don't really know.
Yeah, we know there's a lot of them out there that is, for some reason, over the years, they have reported it or chose not to, and they haven't got into the system, or people wouldn't believe them.
Right. And I've heard it's one of the reasons people don't come into the VA. They don't want to discuss this issue at all. So it is, it's a roadblock. VA has tried to hire people sensitive to this, so people don't feel that they can't come in and discuss it.
Right. I know of a couple veterans in particular that they've tried to discuss it, and of course it was thrown to the side. That didn't happen. The medical records got lost, you know, things like that. And it really makes it rough for some of them out there, because then they will shut down and they will get secluded. We talked earlier about, we know of a few veterans that we're looking for out on the street because they have shut down and started to get reclusive, and there's people in the veterans community that we're on the lookout for them to try to find out if they're okay and at least make sure that they're,
And that's one of the nice things about working for the VA in this community. We have a tight-knit veterans community. We can have a veteran out there lost, and people will come together and say, have you seen this person? Where were they last? Are they doing okay? And that, we're pretty tight-knit for California. You know, we have the highest population of any state of returning veterans.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Which is huge.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That is absolutely huge. So people are coming to our state, and we, up here in the North State, I think we're a tight group.
I do know in the community here, the veterans that I deal with and the groups that I'm involved with, yes, they are. And like you say, you put a shout out, and like the one particular veteran that we're looking for, everybody has got boots on the ground and we're looking for him.
Right.
And we'll eventually find him.
Right, right. And I don't know if every community is like that, but I do know this one is.
Yeah, which is great. So if you were to put something out there for the listeners, what would be one of the most important things you would want the veterans out there to know that you have available? Or
I would definitely urge veterans, if they haven't contacted someone in the VA, there are people here to help. We're hiring more. We're listening. We have people here to assist you, whether it's through calling the National Crisis Line. That trickles down to us as well. So if you call the National Crisis Line and you tell that person, I'd like to be connected to someone in my hometown of Reading, they make that connection for you. So we have people listening. Maybe I should give that phone number.
Yeah, that would be great.
We'll probably have to go to a break here right now. Okay. And then I got a couple of questions that I want to ask you at the chat room, so we'll try to get that all covered in the last segment here. The question is from Mountain Kevin. What has the good doctor to say about reports of vets getting on the no-gun lists for talking to a shrink? Have you heard anything about that? And then the other thing on the presidential video suite, they're doing line dancing videos. I just had to mention that. Line dancing videos, the IRS. Anyway, let's go to a break.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Howdy, folks. This is Nate Aberea, your Reading Colt 45's broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll have special guests throughout the ballgame, including manager Rick Pizzetti and former Major League pitcher Greg Catteray. Our broadcast will begin at 7 as the Colt 45's take on the Walnut Creek Crawdads. It's sure to be an exciting evening of baseball at Tiger Field. Catch all the action right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Am I supposed to come in any time here?
You just did.
I just did. Well, it's my show. I can do anything I want. Okay, so it's our show. So it's our show, I guess. Okay, I'll say it's our show.
That was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah. Did you feel the daggers?
That's all right. It's just like when we're kids. I'll just slug her in the back when we leave.
Right. Family love. Yeah. Well, too bad I couldn't just start crying again, and then my dad would come in and just pound them.
Well, we could put on the boxing gloves just like Leah does here. I mean, we were talking off the break, and evidently, she's a fighter.
Yes. That's a short and sweet answer. Yes.
I like it.
It's a family affair in our family, the boxing.
So. I like it.
Yeah, that's great.
I like it.
So before we went to break, we had a question in the chat room about veterans getting on the no gun list. And so we were talking during the break, and you said that you haven't had any veterans come to you with that issue yet in the North State.
I have not had a conversation about this. Yet, I'll say yet, because I'm sure next week I might.
But. Right. So hopefully, Kevin, that gives you an answer. I don't know if it's the one you want, but.
I want to stick and move and looking pretty, you know what I mean?
I don't know if I'm looking pretty doing it.
you gotta do the thing.
The people can't see what's going on. If you could only see these two in the studio, I mean.
We're having a good time.
Yes, you guys are having a way good time, so there's nothing wrong with that. So, before we run out of time, I would love you to give your contact information again.
Perfect. I can do that. So I'm great on email. I'll give the email first. Yeah. It's Leah, L-E-A, dot Tate, T-A-T-E, at V-A dot gov. And my phone number is 530-363-2630. And I'm smiling only because
she doesn't really have a phone at the, yet.
Yeah,
Hopefully Monday she'll have the phone and the mailbox will be working and you'll be able to get a hold of her. And I'll have to tell you, she's very good at returning emails and excellent on the telephone. And her heart's in a great place for you guys out there. I know her.
I think the funds for the phone got diverted to the fish toys. The fish toys that squirt water.
Here he goes. Is that it?
If that doesn't make you want to stick and move and
he's trying to link boxing, fish.
That's what I
and
do.
Phones.
Hey, you know what can I say? It's a gift. I don't know. What else can we cover here? We've got a few minutes here, about 5 minutes, and what else can we talk about here?
If I could put out the crisis line phone number.
Oh,
sure,
that would be great.
Let's do that.
That would be good.
So this is the 24/7 crisis line. And
somebody actually picks up.
Absolutely. 1-800-273-8255. And we actually just started a women's veteran hotline for women to call to ask questions about resources and things like that. And I'll give that number. That's a new service. It's 855-VA-WOMEN.
So if I was to call either of those numbers and said, hey, I would like to speak to somebody like Dr. Leah Tate in Northern California, they would help that link?
They, if you call and say, you know, I'm in Reading, I'm homeless, I'd like to speak to the homeless coordinator in Reading, they would send a message to the homeless coordinator who would call you back. If you're having thoughts of suicide, they would say, we have a suicide prevention coordinator in your area. They will call you. It's trying to link people to local people if you need it. Sometimes
okay.
people call the hotline, the crisis line, and have a conversation, and that's all they need.
Right.
But if they need someone local, they're able to link it. So
and they could request you to come out and speak with them?
Now you're asking difficult questions. If say a mother called the crisis line and said, you know, there's a group of us and all of us are having our sons, daughters return home. We'd like to know a little bit more about PTSD. Absolutely. They call me and I say, sure, I'll do a presentation on PTSD, answer questions, things like that. So I'm pretty flexible with what I can present with. So
that's
you know,
great.
I've worked with everyone. I've never had to say no.
So. That's good to know.
Yeah, very good. You know, I guess we can cover a few things. I wanted to talk about we're going to be having our fundraiser coming up for Sovereign
yes,
Minds and We the People Radio.
We do. That's on June 29th at Wind River.
Okay.
The doors open at 4:30. Dinner's at 6:30. You can get tickets at Jones Fort. And his number over there with Patrick is 222-3223. Or through North State Consultants, and you can give me a call at 221-0101, and I'll have to let you know the tickets are starting to go pretty fast, so
better
please
hurry
come
up.
Out. Yeah, and show your support for us out there.
Yep. Next week we'll have Larry Clayman. He's an American attorney and an activist. He is known as the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch. It's a public interest and nonprofit law firm, and they've been very good on you know, their activism on you know, keeping the government in check and from being going out of control. Let's see, what else have we got? What do we got? A minute or two here, Bob?
We have 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Okay. So let's see. What can we talk about for 2.5 minutes? You know, can we talk about how you do a left jab with a right cross, or?
You really like boxing.
I do like boxing. I've been following boxing forever.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I'm new. I'm 2 years in.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I go all the way back to, geez, the Ollie Foreman, and go all the way back to, man, I watched some of those old fights with Rocky Marciano and
old school,
old stuff. Yeah, you know, I like the old rough and tumble stuff.
I don't box, but I like watching it every Friday night. That seems to be one of the big things on the TV in my family.
I used to use her for my speed bag when I was a kid.
Oh, he's lying.
I feel the love in here. Yeah. The brother sister love.
Yeah, just wait.
Can't you tell?
If you only knew.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true.
Well, I have to tell you guys, thank you so much for having me on. I love the energy in here.
Great. Well, we'll have to have you back. You've been a great guest. We really appreciate
I'm
you.
Glad you came in and got the information out there so the veterans know that there is hope out there. There is people that do care, and there is help, you know, with the congressmen and stuff. If you've made phone calls before, pick up the phone again and try it one more time.
Very good. Let's see. I guess we're getting down to quote time. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. The government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. That's George Washington. So there
you have it.
You've been listening to Mark Kent, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties. That was a pregnant party principal pause, wasn't it? What was going on there?
That's what it was.
I'm pretty sure. keep stacking and storing. I'm going to start doing the soft shoe here pretty soon.
Usually we run out of time, and we made sure that we did, and Bob's going to cut us off now anyhow.
Yeah, see, there you go. So the timing was actually perfect.
Yeah, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm just a simple man working on the land. Oh, simple man, working with my hands. Oh, believe.
All right, thanks to our guest, Dr. Leah Tate. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are next at KCNR Shasta Reddy.
I'm Hank Weinblum. Green on blue violence, they call it, in Afghanistan. A man in an Afghan army uniform opens fire on U.S. soldiers, killing two U.S. military personnel and one civilian. Authorities say the shooting may have been preceded by an argument, but it points to the ongoing problems that lie ahead as U.S. forces prepare to leave Afghanistan next year.
NATO defense ministers, including Pentagon Chief Chuck Hagel, met this week to discuss what happens after troops pull out of Afghanistan in 18 months.
The United States is committed to being the largest single contributor to this mission.
He praised Germany and Italy, who have pledged to serve in the West and North.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. We don't know who he is yet, and no word on a possible motive for the gunman who killed four people in Santa Monica, California yesterday, near the University of Santa Monica.
He seemed pretty calm and focused.
The gunman, wearing all black, killed his father, brother, and two other people before being shot dead by police.